Hello, thanks for tuning in. I'm just going to sort of add a few thoughts on another app that I quite like using in the classroom, which I find particularly interesting to use. It's called Edu Creations, EduCreations. And it's initially an iPad app, and it's great to create with because you can get everything together that you want in a sort of narrated video with text in it, with questions in it, with a whole host of bits and bobs, and I think it's ideal for setting homework that way. Very nice to be able to set a homework where you could perhaps have a video that does a bit of narration, introduces a topic, and then sets it out, and then you can have one of these, right, here's five questions, pause the video, make your answers at home, and then I'm going to reveal the answers to you afterwards when you play the video again type things, because it's very good for schools being keen on flipped learning these days, meaning that the children can prepare topics at home and then they can come into school and make sure that they're ready for the lesson ahead because they've already looked at the topic work and undertaken some questions on it. So good little app, this Edu Creations, and I think again this is another one of these apps that we found that doesn't require huge amounts of investment from a school, doesn't require huge amounts of investment from a school in terms of setting up email accounts, logins and stuff, because the pupils can do that themselves with their school email address. I was able to do this at one of the schools that I worked at, where we had students come in and sign up using their school email address. Meant that it was safe, it was secure, it was internet savvy, and they were able to, in turn, with I had a trial school account for a little bit as well, they were able to in turn sort of upload mini videos of their own if they were told to create them, and you could upload videos too that they could use as a resource for their homework. So having seen this last week, I know there was an article in the Tess about the BETT show from somebody saying that they thought that there was a lot of stuff that was being sold or marketed or hawked about at BETT, which was snake oil in inverted commas. This is the article's words. And I think that, yeah, that's fair enough. Absolutely. I wouldn't ever, though, if I was looking for an educative solution for students that I teach, really kind of ever think about buying or ordering something that was going to be a sort of one-stop shop, education, do everything, and be all things to all people at all times type solution to the problem. So this is the article perhaps may have been a little bit unjustified because of that, but people buy what is right for them, what is bespoke for them. And I think that at the moment, this little series of mini podcasts that I'm trying to put together is hopefully opening people up to the ideas that if you have a nice committed group of students in a class and they use their school email addresses, then you can get a wealth of sort of resources and things together that you can entice your students into doing a little bit more revision, a little bit more vocabulary, a little bit more running over the facts than they otherwise perhaps would do. And I think that this solves the whole problem that schools have about, do we buy this software or hardware solution, do we buy that software or hardware solution, and how many people are going to buy licenses for, etc, 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 when the onus is on the student to sign up, but with the option of this kind of teacher supervision, which you do get with Edu Creations, I think then it makes things, again, win-win, because you're getting something out of it, because the kids are doing something, and the kids are getting something out of it, obviously, because you're doing something for them and they're doing something for themselves. I think I want to examine in future podcasts why perhaps the children signing up might just be a little bit too simplistic. So we're going to see you again in about 5 seconds. Thanks. Hello. welcome back. This is Educreating Installment 2. And we're thinking about just, you know, on a light touch with educreations. Also thinking about this kind of whole idea that a software solution must be or mustn't be a one-size-fits-all type job and all the rest of it. It's because you've got this perennial problem that children learn differently and each learn in different ways. And each child is definitely an individual. And so getting ICT to do anything is never going to be a one-size-fits-all solution either. That complicates the deal. And the deal is also complicated when it comes to involving technology in education, because one, people trying to sell things technology-wise in education are there to make money. Someone said to me once, justice, the three principal rules of justice, one, that it's done, two, that it's seen to be done, and three, that it's paid for. Well, yes, reasons for involving oneself in the education tech market would be one, to want to better the lives and the fortunes and the outlook of the children involved, but two, also, let's not deny that, with a goal in mind, is to make money, and three, there's a line that needs to be drawn in terms of kind of how seriously or not teachers choose to take educative tools such as the apps and things that we're talking about here, because they have use or they have limited use depending on how they're used by the teacher, certainly how they fit into the teacher's daily routine, but also more importantly these days how they fit into helping the teacher increase the results of the children that are in their care, because their pay rides on it, because also they want their children in their care to do well. So there's lots and lots of complicated factors that sort of make up how we see ourselves as teachers and how we see taking a solution forward for the children in our institutions in order to make sure that they are well catered and cared for. For me, I mean, my personal kind of experiences with these sorts of things were very much that I know that I've had colleagues before who've experimented with these types of things, and certainly some young people that they've worked with, particularly their own, so their own children being at the same school, they tried lots and lots of different software solutions where children were able to not necessarily have a video of their teacher experimenting with delivering a subject to them, but certainly listening to them. And I think that some psychologically, some children might feel that hearing their teacher's voice on a video might be an incursion into their private life from work. Some students might feel that they don't want to sort of engage with the internet or with technology to enhance their education in this way. It's really quite strange, because I think the issue is perhaps also largely more psychological than perhaps we think it might be, in terms of children's reluctance to engage with lots and lots of resources outside of the classroom too. But I certainly think that keeping research up in looking into new developments in technology is one way of making sure that children know that the way that they might choose to try to escape homework or to try to escape knowledge or that search for knowledge in what they do in school is not going to be curtailed by the fact that their teacher doesn't know how to use the internet or apps or software or anything properly, because hopefully at the end of this we will make sure that we do. I want to thank you for listening and tuning in, because there's a lot to unravel in there. And I'm hoping that I'm going to perhaps try and do some of it justice in future podcasts. All views are my own. Please feel free to disagree. And in fact, I positively welcome it. And obviously, I want to thank you very much for listening. Take care. Bye-bye.